Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Lantern Rouge Cycling Podcast with Benji Larson. This show is supported by Lacol. They produce performance cycling apparel. It's been a long time no speak. This is an emergency podcast because Mark Cavendish has just been announced in the De Koninck Quick-Step roster for the Tour de France. We're shocked. I mean, that also means obviously no Sam Bennett back in the start of April. Benji, I think after the first stage that Cavendish won this year at the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey, Benji started the hashtag #CavToTheTour movement, always serious, never tongue-in-cheek, and now he has made that a reality. So if you believe in miracles, if you believe in this podcast and you believe in miracles, and let your dreams be memes, because Cav is going to the tour. What's your initial reaction, Benji?
It's crazy. Like, I couldn't believe it because, like, a few days ago, I swear that Lefebvre said the exact opposite. There's no chance for Cavendish to go to the Tour de France because Bennett is completely confirmed after his injury when his knee is completely done for. So this came as a bomb. This dropped a bomb on Twitter, looking at it, in all honesty. Crazy stuff. And, yeah, the Cav to the Tour meme is real. Memes are real.
So here's Cavendish's year so far. He started out quite well, actually, in March. He came second in the Grand Prix, Jean-Pierre Montsari. That was behind Tim Merlier. And Merlier has been very, very strong this year, won a Giro stage. Then middling results in some smaller Belgian classics. Then second and a third at Settimana-Coppi-Bartoli, in the first sprint, which isn't great. Chelderprace third. I've got some footage of that as well. That was a complete bungling from Quickstep. We'll pause there. We'll pause at Chelderprace because that was the only occasion where Cav and Bennett were in the same race. And there was talk of Lefebvre was actually thinking of taking both, which, I mean, how do you think that would have played out, Benji?
No, oh, I think that would have been a mistake because if you send both, you've got two roles to look after in a sprint. And if you've got two riders to look after, you likely end up with a worse result because you got to look after the other rider. It's another rider that is going to be riding in the way. And what do? You set a sprint train for Bennett and then Cavendish has to do it himself. That's going to be difficult. And then Cav is going to end up going for a certain gap where Bennett would have gone through and would have potentially won the stage. And then Cav would have taken that gap and then the stage would have been lost for both of them. So, yeah. I don't think two sprinter leaders are a good thing. I think that it's something for Pro Conti wildcards to do, like a Wanty a few years ago and so forth, but not for a World Tour team with a world-class sprinter in their midst.
Especially as like Cav is small. He's never going to help lead out Bennett. It would more be Bennett, the strongest sprinter, leading out Cav. It just wouldn't work. Chelderprace, it didn't work at all. And Lefebvre a few days ago. So I'll finish with Cav's Palmares this year and go back to Lefebvre's madness. But then Tour of Turkey, Cav got that. We did that emergency podcast, stage two. He won, and not against terrible competition. Jasper Philipsen was there. He's solid. He's going to be at the Tour de France, I believe, for Alpes and Phoenix. Cav won that stage, but he wasn't done. He then won another three other stages at the Tour of Turkey, and I don't think he had the full. He didn't have De Koninck's best lead out. There wasn't Mirku there. It's what Cavendish calls the B team with Archbold, Kayser, and Steels. I think Jakobsen wasn't in the lead out really there at all. Tour of Turkey was good, back in the winning ways, but not against top competition. Then Andalusia, not so good. He DNF'd after stage three. Apparently, he was complaining about the hills. Then Greipel won the next day. It wasn't that hilly. Then Elfstedenronde is the real result where you're like, ooh, that's a good result. He nearly beat Merlier, I think. He beat Ackermann. So that was a good result a few days ago, still in good condition. And then the big one, the huge one, is he replaces Sam Bennett at the Baloise Belgium Tour, yep, which was the sprinters' stage race world championships for some reason. Every sprinter in the world went there, Ewan, etc. And it was supposed to go, but he had a knee injury. Cavendish goes, he wins stage five ahead of Merlier, Ackermann, Groenewegen, Buani, Bonifacio, Ewan, Van Poppel. that's, if you can beat those guys, Nizzolo as well, you can beat, you've literally beaten the best in the world. So he is, a lot of teams would have been happy for him to go to the tour. And the question was Bennett's knee injury. Now, what's Lefebvre been saying in the Belgian press, Benji?
I do know that some stuff slips into Discord chats that I'm in and so forth. And every single time it was to the fact that it was more likely that Bennett was going to go to the Tour de France if his form was decent after the injury. And we had that confirmation 3 days ago that he literally said that there's no chance that Cav is going to the Tour. Now, after the Bouwazza Belgium Tour stage win, Cav was pretty down to earth about it. He was pretty on point, as in, yeah, if Bennett is able to get 100% recovery, then we're certainly looking at him as first man to go to the Tour de France, because he was the green jersey winner last year. We can't just neglect him like that. He was the nice guy in that story, because you can always take the other side and say, oh, I deserve to go to the Tour de France and Bennett should not take that place and oh, la, 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 la. But Cav took the high ground and...
Not really heard from Bennett much. I think we've been hearing it through Lefebvre, who, I mean, okay, so this is 3 days ago in Cycling Weekly. The Koenig Quickstep boss, Patrick Lefebvre, has said there is no chance Cavendish will ride the 2020 Tour de France, and as Sam Bennett has now been confirmed fit and recovered from his knee injury. Lefebvre also went on to say, he told Cycling News, Sam isn't the strongest in his own head. If everything goes well, then he becomes stronger and stronger, as we saw on the Tour last year. But if he has doubts and you bring someone like the second sprinter, and he has Mark Cavendish on his wheel, he becomes nervous about this, very nervous. I just like to pause and say, literally every sprinter in the world would be nervous about having another sprinter on their wheel, on their own team.
Certainly.
What other team would have, apart from maybe Merlier and Philipsen? Yeah, but even that, I don't know how that really works properly. So, yeah, that doesn't make sense. So what do you think, Benji? Because there was a couple of other days. Cavendish said, I'm not going to the Tour unless Lefebvre gives me a raise, because Cavendish is on a very low contract at Quickstep because no one wanted to sign him in World Tour. And do you think Bennett's injury is not improving? Do you think Cav, this has suddenly come out that Cav and Lefebvre have been able to negotiate some sort of raise or financial reward for Cavendish? Is it a combination of those two?
Haven't seen anything when it comes to a signed contract or anything like that. I don't think they can announce that yet, or is that only for transfers? I'm not sure about it.
Well,
I think they can actually do.
They wouldn't announce if he was giving him more money.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of true. But they, it's kind of an indirect slight confirmation then, though, if like he asked for more to start the Tour de France, or at least a contract that's worthy of someone that is starting the Tour de France for the team and being their head sprinter in that race. But question mark. Ballerini's also selected, right? I swear I saw him on the list. What happens there? Because Ballerini's not a bad sprinter either, but is he going to be the guy that they use on the hilly sprints then?
I have no idea. I don't really like their team. Here is the team for completeness. Asdrin, Ballerini, Cataneo, Alaphilippe, Cavendish, Mercu, Davinens, De Klerk. It's not their best lead out. It's not...
Mercu!
No, the full train. It's Mercu, but it's not got Lampard or Seneschal. I guess Asgren can do that, but the GC help for Alaphilippe is in any sort of rolling terrain above just light medium mountains is just Dries Stevenson. So, yeah, I think it's a bit of a strange team. I think the Ballerini inclusion is really weird. I mean, if he has his Provence form, he can be helpful in – say stage one. If he has some of his other form more recently, then I don't really see it him being particularly helpful. So I'm surprised he's going.
Question mark. A few people have mentioned that in Andalusia, for example, Cavendish was not looking good. I think a certain stage he was almost OTL or did OTL and they put him back in. So is there any danger of that, you think, in the Tour de France, looking at the profiles?
I had a look at him a week ago because I thought he might be going. It's going to be difficult to OTL if you're in decent condition, because there's not really any stages where the mountains, there's a big HC or Cat 1 climb at the start. For example, the big mountain stages, stage 9 to Tignes, there's That's a difficult one, but it's only 142 kilometers. Yeah. There's some valley. Tinya's not that steep. You then got stages 17 and 18, a big mountain stages. They start with 115 k's of flat before the first climb. Stage 18, again, 80 k's before the first two for the first climb, the Tourmalet. So as long as he's in the group there, then it's going to be difficult to OTL for Cavendish if he's in decent condition.
I think like the only stage that I'm looking at that has some potential danger, but likely not, is stage 8 with a small climb at the start, which could put him in trouble early on, but then he's going to be like having trouble. He's got plenty of time in there to like recover again. Although the last portion has a lot of climbing together, there's a lot of descents to recover once again. So yeah, I don't see an imminent danger of OTLing that easily unless he's got a horrendous day, which is always possible. But
Stage eight's a good example. You're right, where it starts with a climb. He's just got to hope that the peloton lets a break go on that climb, and then it's sort of easy early on that climb, and then it only kicks off with 100 k's done. But the big question everyone wants the answer to, Benji, how many stage wins, if any, is Mark Cavendish taking?
I think it's difficult to respond to that. He needs 4 to get on par with the Max thing.
4?
He's at 30 now. And he needs 34 to try and get on par with that. Now we want him to beat that, so he'd need 5. But I'd find that very difficult to believe. I am looking at – it'd be amazing if he wins 1, but I'd hope he wins 2 because that's like a tiny bit more than 1. And I think 2 would secure him a imminent contract renegotiation for next year and like a re-signing for next year at De Koning. That's my guess.
I think he wins one stage for sure. There's like 8 sprint stages here. You know, Ewan gets out of position one stage. He's got Merck, who Cavendish said the other day, he's like, oh, he pretty much said anyone can win in the wheel of Merck.
Champs-Élysées, Greipel versus Cav, who takes it?
Cavendish.
In this form. Okay.
Cavendish is way quicker than Greipel. But yeah, I can't wait to see those two guys. It's 2021, not 2011, 2010, but it's fantastic to see. It's a shame for Sam Bennett. He's obviously, you know, 1A, 1B, best sprinter in the world. He 5 World Tour wins, I think, this year already. Yeah. Extremely strong at Paris-Nice. Could have won Chelles de Prase. Green jersey winner last year. It is a shame from like a wanting to see the best of the best in the world. But Cavendish, in terms of views, exposure, Oakley, obviously. Maybe it's Oakley, Benji. Comment down below. What's your conspiracy theory for why Cavendish is going to the Tour? My conspiracy theory is Oakley is struggling to sell those ugly sunglasses they've brought out. Bennett's not able to get them off the shelves, and they figure the only way they can actually sell out the inventory of those one-piece ones is to have Cavendish win a stage in the Tour with them on. What's your conspiracy, Benji?
My conspiracy is that he's looking up towards Chris Froome, who has started a successful YouTube channel. So he wants to move to the top of cycling and then launch his YouTube channel as well, Mark Cavendish. And I'm looking forward to seeing his first vlog.
Mark Cavendish, he knows if he wins one stage, Sylvain Adams will give him $10 million a year for 7 years at Israel Startup Nation in conjunction with Peter Sagan. What could go wrong? But anyway,
certainly.
TDF preview coming out soon. In the next couple of days, but this is the emergency podcast for Cav. See you later.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.